1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris saw her favorability rating increase in the last week in an ABC News Ipsos poll, while former President Donald Trump's dipped by 4% in that same poll. But New Hampshire's Republican Governor Chris Sununu tells ABC's This Week, wait until after Labor Day to look at polls.
You're going to get back to numbers you saw about a month before the original debate, which is essentially a neck-and-neck race, or at least within the margin of error, probably Trump up by a little bit nationally, some of the swing states all in play, and it's going to come back to issues.
One major issue, the Middle East, and fears of a larger war that could draw in Iran after the Hezbollah strike that killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. French officials say high-speed rail service will be fully restored Monday after Friday's arson attacks at the Olympics. The U.S., its best-ever finish in mountain biking. Haley Batten of Utah won silver. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vice President Kamala Harris put the spotlight on student loan forgiveness at the recent American Federation of Teachers conference. Here's Danielle Smith.
The Biden administration has canceled over $62 billion in federal student debt for more than 871,000 public service workers nationwide, including teachers. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris spoke at the conference. She told them the administration sees a future with affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave for all.
We see a future where every student has the support and the resources they need to thrive, and a future where no teacher has to struggle with the burden of student loan debt. So as an example, our administration has forgiven student loan debt for nearly 5 million Americans.
She pointed out that the federal student debt relief plans, including the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, face potential threats due to legal challenges and some resistance from Republicans in Congress. A Pennsylvania recipient of student loan forgiveness introduced Vice President Harris. Brittany Schaub is a special education teacher in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Schaub said she heard about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, or PSLF, but most people who applied for it didn't receive it during the last administration.
The Biden-Harris administration fixed PSLF and made the process easy. So I applied and later had my student loans forgiven. And now I help my fellow teachers get the debt forgiveness they deserve.
The AFT conference wrapped up Thursday in Houston. I'm Danielle Smith. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers giving up 5 runs in the 7th. They lost 7-3 to the Marlins last night. Trying to avoid the sweep today. A recap of today's game coming up tonight. Pat Murphy asks, does he get concerned when players like Bryce Terang or Sal Frelick both go 0-for-4 at the plate?
Concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned. But this is what young people go through. I heard some people booing Sal Frelick during their strikeout there in the 8th. And I was like, are you kidding me? These kids have been battling their guts out.
The Brewers added reliever Rick Mears in a trade with the Rockies after having to place Bryson Hudson on IL with an oblique strain. Ryan Braun, honored today, added to the team Wall of Fame. At the Olympics, men's basketball Team Greece losing to Canada 86-79, despite Giannis scoring 34 points. NFL, Jordan Love says it was a long wait, but he's grateful for the deal he signed with the Packers.
Past couple of days, trying to be patient. My agents FaceTimed me, and it was definitely a very special day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms across the area. Mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 80s and south winds of 5 to 10. For tonight, a few showers and storms. Look for lows to drop to the middle and upper 60s. It's 75 at our studios.
The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala Sugar High continues on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The music of the stars. All across Wisconsin from WRJN on the Civic Media Radio Network. Reminding you that it doesn't mean a thing if it doesn't have that certain je ne sais quoi, that joie de vivre, that fromage blanc et pêche. Keely Smith. Look it up. Morning.
Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Light it up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you're singing with a swing. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Let it off. Oh, now you're singing with a swing. When that music goes around, everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know. Whoa, baby, whoa, whoa, whoa. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Let it off. Oh, now you're singing with a swing. Ba-da-ba-do-da-do-do-do. not a dream that ended with the dawn. It's one fate intended to live on and on. This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer's madness, a passing glance, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it.
Phillips in the orchestra. You could see his work in Babe, a motion picture about the story of Babe Ruth. And that's always.
Ah, blow that thing. Things you plan need a helping hand. I will understand always, always. Days may not be firm, always. That's when I'll be there, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Stir it up, little dog.
not be far away. That's when I'll be there, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Homer and Jethro. Jethro Burns out of Evanston.
It's the time of the season.
Tune written by Irving Berlin.
In this time,
the year was 1925. He wrote it as a wedding gift for his bride.
With pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promise.
Married her in 1926.
Everyone,
Ellen McKay.
The time of the season for love.
And he gave her all the royalties.
What's your name? Your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
It was actually a sequel to Irving Berlin's earlier song, When I Lost You, which he had written and pertained to the death of his first wife, Dorothy.
Tell you why I really want to know.
Finally, it got into the public domain just 3 years ago. Of the Stars from WRJN all over Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network, and worldwide at civicmedia.us. This is Julie London, Mrs. Jack Wynn.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. Well, you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me feel so glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for, I didn't want to tell you, I couldn't tell you. I want some love, that's true, yes I do. Gimme what I cry for. You got the kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Monaco wrote them, and Pete King in the orchestra with Julie. Some people can sing, some people shouldn't. Like Orson Welles.
Gee, Lana, I never get tired of looking at your picture. All the other guys got 15 or 20 pictures, all different girls. I used to have pictures of all the different movie stars until I found your picture. Now I'm ready to settle down. I guess I've always been crazy about you. I'll never forget you in Honky Tonk, where you were married to Clark Gable, and he was always leaving you to play poker. You cried because you didn't think he was ever coming back. I wasn't so sure he was either. Gosh, how you cried. But at the end of the picture, he did come back, and then I cried. You won't remember this, Lana, but I met you once face-to-face. Honest Injun, I did. I was standing outside the canteen. You came rushing out the stage door and bumped into me, right smack into me. You didn't hurt me, though. You thought you did. You looked right at me and said, "I'm sorry," and patted me on the cheek. That was a year and a half ago, and I still haven't washed that spot. Then one day I saw your picture on a billboard advertising Swoon Queen Bubble Soap. Well, what's good enough for you is good enough for me, Lana. I borrowed a soup vat from the kitchen and took a bubble bath. Gosh, it was frothy. And just like you said in the ad, Lana, those bubbles sure last, because ever since that day we've been getting soup with a head on it. I don't have to tell you.
Orson Welles, Judy Garland, from MGM.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. Didn't want to do it. You made me love you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. Oh, gee, Mr. Gable. Want to bother you? Guess you've got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you, and I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so natural-like. Oh, not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. And I had to cry a little, because you loved her so much, and you couldn't have her. Well, not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were going to the Coconut Grove one night, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. No, I was in the way. But you looked at me, and you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun. You're my favorite actor. I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top, 'cause you know you made me love you.
There's Judy. True story about that song. Gable didn't know she was going to do that, and when he first saw it on the screen, the guy broke into tears. True story. Maybe you got some stuff up in the attic that you go back and visit on occasion. That's a good thing, I think. Don't throw it away. Trust me.
Time for memories returning. Slip away and just die. I
music of the stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. All over Wisconsin from Racine and WRJN. Radio Park. Tony Bennett.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he played, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy.
Stars. George Dooning wrote this. Composer. It's George Dooning wrote From Here to Eternity also.
A time for memories returning. as I sit here remembering you. A time for wondering what happened, for wondering why did it happen. No goodbye, not a sigh.
And George Noonan seems to be forgotten by a lot of people. Worked for Columbia Pictures. He did From Here to Eternity, 310 to Yuma. Did comedies, Houseboat with Cary Grant, Henson Pulver, Jimmy Cagney. He was a director of the K. Kaiser College of Musical Knowledge. Served in the Navy during the war. Columbia liked him so much, they contracted him as an arranger. He got 5 Oscar nominations, including From Here to Eternity, The Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN Racine at Radio Park. Farming, a big thing here in Racine County. Sure, it's a metropolitan area, but we have farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe right here, Pam Yonke. The Midwest Farm Report every weekday morning from 5 until 6 in the morning, along with reports, well, all day long. And Don Rosen's on from 6 till 9 now. Keep up to date on all things agricultural, part of our local news, and now timeless hits, WRJN, Racine.
To eternity, a love so true it never would die. You gave your lips, gave them so willingly. How could I meant goodbye. Now I'm alone with only
thank you.
George Liberace's birthday. On the 31st, George was born in Menasha, Wisconsin. And he was a sideman with Kay Kaiser, Anson Weeks, and his own band. Here he is with a hit record. Liberace, born 1911, and his birthday on the 31st. Big hit, Peanut Vendor. Worked with his brother. Was in Racine at the old Hotel Racine. Back in 74, on stage, worked at the Beverly Hilton. Good violinist. Thank you.
George. That's my brother, George. Come over here, George. Take this candelabra over to Mother. I did that because I want my program to go over with a bang.
You know Liberace was on Batman? Mancini.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until
Stand by for news. The Civic Media Radio Network will be on till high noon. And podcasts, join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. This is WRJN from Racine, all over Wisconsin, via the Civic Media Radio Network. After news and weather, another hour. The Music of the Stars.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.